Okay, I think we got them all. And I understand Kimber is back. We'll see if she wants to do the intelligence brief.
Hey, copy that, Ron. Yeah, I can do that. And I got all the late and missed and added the two new guys down at the bottom of the list. So thank you all for all your patience. And I had to go over to the Elk Repeater and take care of people. And now I'm back here to read the brief. So let me get down to that area. Stay tuned. 1 second here. There it is. Okay. Going to break and then start. First, we have the AMRON intelligence brief dated Monday, December 2nd, 2024. That was this last Monday, so a little bit has happened with this, particularly with the Assad as well. Current AMCON level is 3. First source is the Ford Observer. Wars in Ukraine, Gaza, Lebanon converge in Syria. The rebel offensive in Syria is a direct response to ongoing conflicts in Ukraine, Gaza, and Lebanon, where Russia and Iran face existential threats and strategic setbacks that restrict their ability to project power. Turkey, which is largely responsible for the offensive, is exploiting Iran and Hezbollah's fragile position in Syria at a time when Russia is preoccupied with its war in Ukraine. Turkey is likely motivated by a desire to reset the boundaries of the 2020 agreement between Turkey and Syria while undermining Kurdish resistance on its southern border. While the Russian Air Force still enjoys a major advantage against the rebels, it is possible that Putin will pressure Assad to negotiate with Turkey to bring an end to the conflict. We all know what happened with Assad this week, as Russia is currently embroiled in a major offensive in Ukraine. Next source is the Knightsbridge Research. Zelensky urges NATO acceptance. Ukraine's President Zelensky said Sunday that the outgoing Biden administration needs to help convince European leaders to allow Ukraine to join the NATO as soon as possible. Zelensky also said that any invitation to join NATO must include all of Ukraine's territory, even that which is currently held by Russia. There can be no NATO invitation to only a part of Ukrainian territory, he said. End of message. I was trying not to laugh there. Sorry, folks. Okay, next we have the National Intelligence Brief put out by the Ford Observer, dated Friday, the 6th of December, this last Friday. At imminent risk, we have nothing significant to report. At elevated risk, there are two areas. First is low-intensity conflict. The Trump Resistance 2.0, consisting of progressive and revolutionary leftist groups, continue to strategize against the incoming Trump administration. A, quote, festival of resistance, unquote, is currently scheduled for the weekend of the 18th of January, 2025, days before the inauguration. This is the first major event and will be our first solid metric of how strong the resistance elements will be to start 2025. Economy and finance. China's strategy against U.S. trade restrictions is evolving into supply chain warfare, while the country has built its own sanctions and trade restriction infrastructure to counter the United States. China announced an immediate export ban of gallium, germanium, and antimony to the U.S. under national security concerns. Antimony is a hardener in lead for lead-acid vehicle batteries. The ban is effectively a one-two punch against the U.S. The U.S. automotive reshoring efforts, as uranium and gallium are critical for electric vehicle battery production. Next, we have outlook stable, and there are three areas in the stable condition. First is food and agriculture. Agriculture industry groups say tariffs on Canada and Mexico could reduce availability of produce on store shelves and increase U.S. farmer fertilizer costs. However, Canadian and Mexican officials signaled that they will cooperate with Trump, decreasing likelihood of a 25% blanket tariff. U.S. farmers remain concerned about impacts of mass deportation policies. Russia and NATO. Zelensky proposed a peace deal that cedes territory to Russia while ensuring NATO protection. Russia has since reached out to the U.S. defense officials to open communications, and Germany proposed German troops enforce a ceasefire deal. Despite the NATO's Secretary General's dismissal of the idea, the major parties appear to be offering concrete and realistic steps for peace in Ukraine. In the Middle East, since the November ceasefire went into effect, Israel has accused Hezbollah of moving weapons into prohibited areas, while Beirut claims to have recorded 54 ceasefire violations by Israel. That is the end of the message, end of the briefing. And now we're going to be moving on to Channel 3. Ron, would you like to do that, or do you want me to take over from here?
How's your voice holding out? I'll let you go ahead and finish.
My voice is great. Thank you. I'm a singer. I do these things. Okay. So thank you, Ron 330, for stepping up. And we did a little switch place from the ELK to the NV725 for check-ins. Glad that worked out. Everything went well over on the ELK repeater as well. So thanks, everybody, once again, for all your patience. We're going to move on to the Channel 3 project, which has several consistent operators, all having great coverage of our area. We got Wes, Cameron, Jim, Roger in the Grants Pass area. I think Dewey and Mike are over in Jackson County, but I don't know what they're doing. And John 889 in the Klamath Falls area. For the Illinois Valley folks, Craig and Judy, 605, are going to be doing their check-ins. They do it on Monday nights with the IVARC net. Their Amron Channel 3 check-ins are part of their net, which is really, really cool. Thanks for that. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Ask for names and general locations. Get to know your neighbors. If you get any, you can give any reports here. I'll be monitoring the frequency after. So I'm going to call first Wes, 327. Are you there?
I am. WRKU 327. Yeah, in the Grants Pass area, we do our Channel 3 project about this time every Sunday night. We start on GMRS FRS Channel 3, transition to MERS Channel 3, and if you're licensed for amateur radio, we do 146420, the Amron National Simplex Frequency. So I will see you out on the airwaves, radio to radio. It's where you can see if you could hear who you can hear nearby. Good chance the people you could hear are the ones that are near you, which might come in handy in the event of an emergency. Back to net control. See you on Simplex, WRKU 327.
Well, thank you so much, Wes. I appreciate that. And you being good to this greater Grants Pass area for so many years and all you guys. All right, let's see. Is there anybody for Jackson County doing the Channel 3s over there? Please come now.